Hey guys, welcome to this Sunday edition of A Mostly Accurate View. Doing a special edition real quick because everything that's come out in the past couple of days, if I don't do a special edition real quick, it's going to take 3 hours probably on Monday to do a show. So I wanted to knock out a little bit of it right now so that it doesn't take 3 hours on Monday or tomorrow. Still probably be a longer show than normal tomorrow, but so I wanted to talk about a little bit about these Trump tapes, just because, yes, they are news. Should they be the top news story? Absolutely not. They should not be. But of course, mainstream media is going to ignore the WikiLeaks Podesta files dump. So it's up to us to talk about it and share it and let people know. So I'm going to talk about that. The theory that Donald Trump was a plant in the Republican Party has been floating around for well over a year now. At first, it was just a few tweets here and there, maybe a random comment on Facebook, you know, jokingly in passing, wouldn't it be crazy if... But then you started seeing it a little more. Started seeing it on blogs, fringe news sites that are little more than clickbait. And it seemed far-fetched. I mean, okay, everyone knows that politicians engage in some pretty underhanded shit to get their mission accomplished. But I mean, come on, seriously, like, you're trying to tell me that the Clintons and the Democratic Party put Donald Trump into play knowing that he would beat out, like, what was it, 16 other possible candidates, and become the Republican nominee, and then purposely tank the election to make it easier for Hillary Clinton to get in the White House? I mean, that's a little much to swallow. How are they going to guarantee that that's what's going to happen? That's a pretty big gamble. But then about halfway through 2015, it started popping up on less than fringe news sites. You still didn't really hear anything about it on like CNN or MSNBC or anything like that. But it would show up in places like The Hill, and Slate, and Black Bag, which is part of the now bankrupt Gawker. And there was some evidence coming out with these stories that I would be lying if I didn't say was at least partially convincing. But still, I took, you know, those stories with a grain of salt, especially considering the sources. I mean, all right, well, The Hill, okay, that's fine. But Gawker, I mean, come on, that's they're bankrupt now because they thought it was a good idea to show Hulk Hogan's dick. So, considering the source. But soon, it started popping up on more and more news sources. A lot of them far more legitimate than Gawker and Slate. It was showing up on the Washington Times. It was showing up on BBC, Bloomberg, hell, even CNN reported on it at least once. Fucking Jeb Bush tweeted it. And the evidence kept growing. I mean, all right, so, okay. Trump and the Clintons have been friends for years. Up until a couple of years ago, Trump was a Democrat. He was pro-single-payer health care. He supported a wealth tax. He was even pro-immigration, well, relative to his stance now. And that was as recently as 2012. He's on record as saying at that time, saying that the reason the Republicans couldn't beat Obama was because their stance on immigration was too tough. Now, all of a sudden, he's the most right-wing of all the rightest right-wingers. I mean, Like Bill and Hillary attended Trump's wedding to Melania in 2005. Well, Bill attended the reception. Hillary was there for the ceremony, though. Their daughters, Chelsea and Ivanka, are fucking besties. They're always together. They're seen often walking around New York City. But it's not even just that. According to the Clinton Foundation website and Trump's foundation records, he's donated at least $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation. Right. Well, okay. All right. Well, so what? He's given a bunch of money to Republicans too, right? He's a businessman, and making connections is what business is all about. And yeah, that's true. Unless you have the intention of running for president. All right, Julian Assange is already making good on his promise that WikiLeaks has plenty in store for us. And so he just dropped the Podesta files, which has all kinds of good stuff in it. And some of the things in it make the whole Trump is a Clinton plant seem not just more possible, but almost likely. So let's look at some of the things we know first. We know that shortly before Trump announced he was running, he had a long conversation with Bill, which we assume was Bill coaching him on how to get the bulk of the Republican voter base to support him. We know they've been friends for years and years, and that Trump plays golf with Bill frequently. And it seems that they are such close, good friends that Hillary and her staff know what Trump's going to do before even he does. So in this WikiLeaks dump, we find a document that outlines a strategy of choosing a Pied Piper candidate for the Republicans. It says that they should focus on elevating the Pied Piper candidate to the leader of the pack while simultaneously making the Republican nominee unpalatable to the electorate. Okay, well, we already know that the DNC was colluding with the media, and we saw how the media was just constantly covering Trump, 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 more even than they were covering Hillary, and far more than they were covering Bernie. And so they are very implicit in the popularity of Trump. Then after the Republican convention, now you hear nothing but negative stories about Trump. So Trump won the nomination, and now all of a sudden let's find all the dirt and put out all the bad stuff that we possibly can on him, and we're not going to say a word about anything negative about Hillary Clinton. So that's there you go. There's your Pied Piper candidate. Elevate him and then make him unpalatable. So now in those in that document, Donald Trump was listed among I think there were two other candidates. Ben Carson was one of them. Like I said, his penchant for saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, sounding like a Looney Tune, seemed like he was a perfect fit, and in retrospect, he probably was, except for there are two major problems with this. Aside from the fact that this is a beast that they've lost control of, and ignoring the fact that even then they knew that Hillary Clinton was a very weak, flawed candidate, necessitating the need to muddy the waters around her to blunt any sort of attacks. This is a clear manipulation not only of the opposition, which I guess in politics is kind of acceptable, but manipulating the public psychologically, and that is very much not acceptable. And then the other thing that's wrong with this is the fact that Donald Trump was listed as a potential candidate for the Pied Piper position to be elevated in a full 2 months before he announced he was even running. That means that the DNC already knew he was going to run. That means that they got that information from somewhere. And I'm not saying that Hillary and Bill already knew he was going to run because they're such close friends, and that it might have had something to do with them, you know, encouraging it for whatever reason. I'm not saying that, but I'm not saying that. Because honestly, at this point, it makes far more sense than it should. A year ago, if you'd have asked that, I'd be like, come on, man. I mean, you're really stretching. That's seriously. Now I'm like, I don't see how it could not be that. You look at interviews he gave, you know, years ago, and he's somewhat soft-spoken. He actually is well thought out. He displays an even temperament. And that is a complete 180 from where he is now. Every time something new comes out about Hillary, he seems to do some other dumb shit, taking the attention off of her. So here we are now with the Trump tapes. Now, those were leaked to the media hours before the WikiLeaks drop. So it couldn't have been because of that. If it was, then that means that WikiLeaks has been compromised. However, that does not discount the possibility that the Trump tapes were released at this point in time as sort of a preemptive scandal strike. So WikiLeaks held their press conference 5 days ago-ish, and promised to drop a leak every week for the next 10 weeks, or not promised, but said that they would do everything they can to drop a leak every week for the next 10 weeks, which meant that in this week, the clock was ticking. At that point, at the point that the Trump tapes were released, there was literally no bad time to release them. They knew that it would be the talk of the town, regardless of what was actually in the emails, because Trump. The Trump tapes are, oh, Trump said some dumb shit, Trump did some dumb shit, let's talk about that for the next 4 days and completely ignore everything else. So this this data dump that the mainstream media is now completely ignoring gave us some other things too, not just this blatant, obvious fact that the DNC, Hillary Clinton, they all knew that Trump was running before he even announced it, and it was all a plan, it was all a ploy. They were part of their plan. He was part of their plan. The data dump also gave us, she was talking about how some of the things that they want to get done in Syria will require a whole lot of Syrians dying. Oh my goodness, look what's happening as we bomb innocent civilians in Syria. There were some excerpts from the long-awaited transcripts of the paid speeches she gave to Goldman Sachs and other major players on Wall Street, where she basically said that she has a public persona and a private persona, and she'll say whatever it takes to get votes, but she is most certainly on their side. There was also the felony of actively coordinating with a super PAC, the Correct the Record super PAC, David Brock's Troll Army super PAC, about a book. Pretty sure it was Clinton Cash, and how the email was, I think it said, should we, or at least should we get Brock to attack this book, something like that. which is active coordination with a super PAC, and that is illegal. It's a felony. And this is all just the tip of the iceberg. There's a bunch more in this dump, and this will be the tamest of the 10 dumps. He's got 9 more to give us, and there's no way he gave us the best ones first. But here we are, and Clinton's and the Democrats and a lot of Hillary supporters are blaming the Russians. They're trying to influence our elections. They got to be stopped. Whatever is going to justify going to war with them. But the Clinton campaign is saying that the emails are faked. But WikiLeaks has a 100% accuracy record. They have a 100% accuracy record because they verify every single document they release. They're not going to ruin the ability of the public to trust them and their 100% accuracy on everything they release by not checking on the validity of some documents. Podesta is saying that he doesn't have time to check and see which ones are real and which ones are fake, which means they're all real. Because trust me, if he was able to point at some of them and say, nope, this one's fake, nope, this one's fake, nope, this one's fake, that one's real, this one's fake, he absolutely would. So I don't have time means that means there are no fake ones. And they're pointing fingers at the Russians with absolutely zero evidence. There is no possible way for them to know that it was Russians. I mean, the Democrats, these people, Hillary Clinton, their staffers, they certainly have no idea if it was the Russians or who it was. These people can't even be bothered with decent security on their technology, on their servers and their devices. They can't even do that, much less tracking a hacker through, you know, proxy servers and this, that, and no, they have no clue. So instead of saying that it's the Russians' fault, why don't we look at the content of the hacks? Because the way I see it, if there wasn't any of this corruption to begin with, if there wasn't any, if there wasn't an email server with virtually non-existent security, the Russians or whoever couldn't have hacked it in the first place, and what they would have found if they did wouldn't have been all these things that they're trying so hard to hide. What they found, what they would have found, wouldn't have even mattered. It would have mattered in the sense of national security, and then we would have a reason to be pissed off at somebody, pissed off at the hackers. Because it wasn't just mundane government business, and it did in fact involve all of this shit and then some, that's why we're mad, and that's why we don't care if it was the Russians. We really don't care who it was, because as far as I'm concerned, even if we did 100% know that it was the Russians, I still wouldn't care. I'm not going to point my fingers at the Russians when what we really need to be looking at is looking at the people who wrote these emails and the reasons why they wrote them.